Hello.
Hello.
This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting into general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
In the county?
Yeah, generally speaking, yes.
That's a difficult question to answer. There are things that are going in the right direction.
Right direction? Okay, thank you.
Well,
when vote,
not necessarily, no.
No. Okay.
You can put a no for that.
Okay, no problem.
But I'm really neutral.
Okay, neutral. So it's neither right nor wrong.
Correct.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mils, 0.65 cents per every $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting yes.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
I would still vote yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
I would definitely still vote yes.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. 1 through 4?
Well, it'd be interesting to know what the value of the average home is. Does the questionnaire say what the average homeowner value is anywhere?
No, it does not. I'm supposed to read the information I have on the screen, and that's the information I'm giving you. I don't have any more information. That's all I have.
Right. Well, I would say I'm fine with the $90.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development.
Am I supposed to pick one of those?
Yeah, the most important for you.
Well, I think the most important out of that list is probably affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, thank you so much. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
I have a favorable opinion. Was that somewhat, or is that what my choice was?
Yeah, either very or somewhat favorable.
I would say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Grand Traverse County Government?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do I trust them to spend the dollars in the way
wisely.
They are designated? Why?
Exactly. Yep.
Hmm.
Do you trust or do not trust?
Well, right now I would have to say I do not trust the current board.
Okay. Definitely do not trust or probably do not trust?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To promote health and wellness, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options? Do you approve or disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote local economic development?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. What about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Yeah, I'd say I strongly approve that.
Okay, thank you. Next, now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, ensuring the current trail network is in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
Well, that's difficult because you need both of those things to be done. So it's either maintain existing or use the funds to build new ones.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's most important to maintain the existing.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less.
To still vote for it, is that what you said?
Yes. To support.
Yeah, more likely.
Okay, thank you. What about the funds for this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Oh, more likely.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commissions in their decision making and ensures that the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Oh, more likely.
Thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yes, more likely.
Thank you. Next. Now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
oh, wait a minute,
or not at
hold
all.
On. You're going to have to repeat that because my husband just opened the door with the leaf blower on and I missed the last half of your sentence.
Okay, let me go back to, I'm just going to repeat the whole sentence. You will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all, or it makes no difference?
Oh, somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART, T-A-R-T Trail, are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very.
Thank you. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
And there was very somewhat, what were the other choices?
Not two, or not at all, or no difference.
Not two.
Okay, not too convincing. Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Yes, so you know we're almost done now.
Okay.
Okay, now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against it?
Definitely yes.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Would you tell me the choices again?
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference.
I'll say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I'll say somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
No, that's funny. Let's see. I would say it's not going
two
to.
Or not at all.
Not two.
Okay, thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet project.
There was not two. What were the other last two choices?
Not too convincing, not at all, or it makes no difference.
I'll say not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I would say somewhat on that.
Okay, thank you so much. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, will you still vote yes, definitely in favor, or no against it?
Definitely in favor.
Thank you. Now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, in your own words, a small statement.
That our current county commissioners would use the money wisely.
Just a second. The money wisely, okay? Thank you. Next, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, this renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
Definitely yes.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today. For whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. With which political party are you affiliated with? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or are you unaffiliated?
Well, I consider myself independent, but you have to choose either the Republican or the Democratic primary, so I vote in the Democratic primary.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's degree, college graduate with a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.